Thanks for being here. I know there's a lot more fun things to do than be in a room. So, what's so great about green roofs? Green roofs have been shown to have many positive impacts on the environment. For me personally, what I was interested in looking at for the desert southwest where I live are improved stormwater management, reduced energy costs, and mitigation of the urban heat island effect. Previous research has been done mostly in more temperate areas than the desert and has covered variables like irrigation levels, substrate depth, substrate components, appropriate plant selection, and monoculture versus community. There's a perception that plants in monoculture are more susceptible to pathogens and environmental impacts, whereas those in community may be more resilient to those effects. So with all that in mind, my objectives were to compare the growth of plants in monoculture and community, as well as to compare the growth of natives and non-natives, hypothesizing that communities of native plants are viable options for green roofs in arid regions. So this research was set up at the Fabian Garcia Research Center, which is part of New Mexico State University. We put 8 tables out in an open field, and we put our trays up there. We had 1 meter by 1 meter trays, 24 of them, and we put the subjects in the center here of those trays with mirrored border row to reduce edge effects. The trays themselves had 15 centimeters of substrate with netafilm irrigation at 5 centimeters below the surface. Then there was a layer of landscape fabric and then a garden drain material that is commercially used to slow the rate of the water leaving the trays. And then there was heavy-duty plastic on the bottom of that. The trays were placed on those tables. The tables were topped with 5 centimeters of heavy-duty foam board, and this was to simulate a green roof. So what all that ends up looking like in... There were 96 subjects, and the plants it was a complete random design. There were 4 replications each of the native communities, 4 replications of the non-natives, and 2 reps of each of the 8 taxa chosen. Those 8 taxa were further divided into 4 morphological types: ground cover, perennial, succulent, and grass. So that all ends up looking like this. So these are my 8 tables with my 3 trays per. You can see this one, for instance, is a monoculture of the grass, the native grass specifically. Beside it is a community of the natives, and then over here is a community of the non-natives. The native plants that I chose are specific to the desert southwest, and actually 3 of them are specifically from the Chihuahuan Desert where this research was conducted. So they are all drought tolerant, and they're all used to dry, rocky soils. The 4 that I chose are the Chrysactinia, the Melampodium, the Euphorbia, and the Nacella. The non-natives that I chose have all been used in previous green roof research and have done well. They performed well in those studies. Also, they're part of the residential landscape palette in Las Cruces, so I know that they will grow there. And the ones that I chose for non-natives are the Delasperma, the Stachys, this particular sedum, and Festuca. I said that the taxa were further divided up into 4 morphological types, and so those comparisons are noted here. We have the 2 ground covers, the 2 perennials, the 2 succulents, and the 2 grasses. I didn't ever compare across the morphological types, meaning that I didn't, for instance, try to rank the growth of a ground cover with a grass, because they're just different, just plain old different. So this experiment was originally planned to begin in June of 2016, and 5 days after I planned my experiment, we had this tremendous hailstorm. And so I put off my first data collections until July of 2016, but I did continue and run this for a full entire year until July of this year. The measurements that I took, I did an initial destructive harvest on 3 samples that were of commensurate size to the ones that were planted in the experiment itself. And I did total leaf area, root and shoot dry weight, and a total root-shoot ratio. During the experiment, I took measurements once a month, except in the winter period where they were dormant. And I did a coverage and a visual quality index once a month. And then four times over the course of the experiment, I did a relative water content, basically at the beginning and ending of each growing season. The final destructive harvest included gathering data such as root length, shoot and root dry weight, and root-shoot ratio again. My analysis for the roots was done with WinRISO version 2008A, and my SAS was 9.4 using mixed model. So one of the results I'd like to talk about today is the coverage of the perennials. So a reminder that down in the corners you see the picture, there's a native perennial, which is the Melopodium, and that was against the non-native stakies. So there was no significant difference noted in this very first measurement. However, for the rest of the first growing season, there was a significant interaction in the effects of native, non-native, and monoculture versus community. So then in the second growing season, what we see happening is that the native had, there was a significant effect for native, non-native, and the native had a higher coverage than the non-native. And the native in community in particular had a higher coverage than the others. Another result is relative water content. Relative water content is a really good way to assess the overall health of a plant in general. And generally those with a higher relative water content are those that are doing better, although RWC is species specific. In this one, again, I would point out that the native is the euphorbia and the non-native is the sedum. The euphorbia is the dark dots, and as you can see, it shows a higher RWC throughout the course of the experiment. It's true there was an interaction in the second measurement, but that the trend of the native having the higher RWC continued throughout the rest of the experiment. Another interesting result was the root-shoot ratio, again looking at the succulents, those same two species from the last result. And what you see in this case is that it's the non-native that has the higher root-shoot ratio. So that could mean that it just had a larger root mass or that the morphology of the roots is just entirely different. So in conclusion, two of the three results that I've discussed here today, the native, non-native effect, those natives did better than the non-natives. So this could mean that the natives are a better choice. I think preliminary results show that. I did not have any significant interactions for the monoculture versus community. So that part of the hypothesis I do not seem to have proved, and that's okay. So going forward, I think I would like to introduce the variable of moisture and see if limited moisture causes similar results or different and how that goes. I did have a couple of surprises along the way with this experiment. For instance, the native ground cover, the Chrysactinia. This is a tough-as-nails plant, and it did terrible. I had a 21% mortality rate with this experiment, and of that 21%, 35% was the Chrysactinia. It did really poorly. Another thing was I had a sort of a persistent issue with Rhizoctonia, and so that's soil-borne, and so I did repeated applications of fungicides, two different kinds, and most of the plants seemed to respond really well to that, but the stakies, the non-native perennial, really... It kind of struggled. If I was able to kind of get it past its initial sort of the onset of it, they seemed to do fine, but some of them just, it was just not going to happen. They didn't come back. So that's all I have to share with you today. I have a lot more data that I'm going to be analyzing yet. So I will finish by thanking my advisor, American Hydrotech, which provided me with significant material support, as well as a lot of technical guidance, my thesis committee, my interns who helped me with the destructive harvest, and, of course, my husband, Pat. And I would be happy to entertain any questions you have. Weeds? You know, honestly, I didn't have many. I had a few, and I just removed them by hand. No, this was irrigated. It all had the Netafim irrigation 5 centimeters below surface. Yeah, it's too dry down there to go without any irrigation whatsoever. other questions? All right.